Hello. Welcome to this week's edition of the Africa Climate Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Sophie Mbogwa. Last week, I mentioned that we are wrapping up the Solution series. I have to say thank you very much for your enormous support throughout that series and also for the last 4.5 months. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. I appreciate it. You remember me asking you what you need us to talk about next? Oh yeah, you talked and I humbly listened. Now, from this coming Tuesday, the Africa Climate Conversations is collaborating with the African Development Bank Group, and in particular, its Climate Change and Green Growth Department for a 5-part series on green economy. The African Development Bank is the continent's premier development finance institution. This series will be looking into how best Africa can build better but green, of course, financing the green economy, and also asking ourselves, where are we in terms of Paris Agreement? And also for Africa, what does that road to Glasgow, the next climate meeting, look like? But where would we be talking about the green economy now? In the recent years, many African countries have experienced severe climate-related crises. In the Sahel, for example, the rising global temperatures are leading to a reduction in available resources. The International Crisis Group says the high temperatures in the Sahel, producing more drought and floods, is jeopardizing agricultural production, increasing poverty, and fueling ethnic violence. Now, east of the continent, the worst outbreak of swarms of desert locusts in decades has threatened food security and livelihoods in the Horn of African countries. The flash floods also have killed hundreds of people in Kenya, Sudan, Tanzania, among other Horn of African countries. And you remember this was caused by the warming ocean water temperatures along the Western Indian Ocean. Among the climate disasters that we simply cannot forget to mention is the 2019 tropical cyclone Idai and Kenneth. They were the strongest storms ever to hit Africa. The cyclone not only struck Mozambique, but Malawi and Zimbabwe as well. Mozambique says it needed over $3 billion to recover. And let us not forget that Cape Town in South Africa almost ran out of water in 2017. Now, all this goes into demonstrating that as global temperatures rise, Africa is already battling the increasing climate-related risks to health, livelihood, food security, water supply, human security, and economic growth. But the truth is, amid all the climate-related challenges, Africa has to grow. But what opportunities does the green economy bring that African governments, financial institutions, private sector, the civil society, international organizations can invest in to ensure that the water sector, energy, agriculture, mining, infrastructure, economies, our marine ecosystem grow in a more efficient, sustainable, and resilient manner? Climate change is a development issue. As temperatures rise, the available global carbon cake is shrinking. The Paris Agreement called on all nations to outline their commitments to reduce their greenhouse gases emission. The reality is, to achieve the Paris goals, the emission must net zero by 2050. But how do Africa, that has contributed less than 4% of the global emissions, develop amid its development agenda, share justly in the remaining and first depleting carbon cake? Concurrently, the series will explore why adaptation, access to technology, and capacity building are so critical to the African continent. Suppose you have been following the international climate discussions. In that case, you will notice that adaptation has always been among the top agendas for the African group of negotiators on climate change. So as we gear towards Glasgow for the next climate meeting, how does that road look like for the African continent? The truth is, implementing a green economy requires money, right? How can African countries fund this green development? Remember, research by the African Adaptation Initiative indicates that 7 out of 10 African nations are now at risk of debt distress following the debt buildup from disasters. Now add COVID-19 crisis effects to individual countries' economy. So, for the next 5 weeks, I have experts lined up just for you who will not only discuss the problem, but will explore viable solutions for the continent. Therefore, please make a date with me. Remember, you can share this podcast on your timeline, as someone who is not on mine can benefit from these conversations. In case you have any question on the green economy, adaptation, a just transition for Africa, access to climate finance that you would want answering during this series, feel free to email me through info@africaclimateconversations.com. You can also subscribe to receive an update each time a new podcast is out by hitting the subscribe button on my website, africaclimateconversations.com, or follow us on Twitter, like our page on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, this podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and every other channel you access your other podcasts from. Now, this Green Economy series is made possible by a collaboration with the continent's premier development finance institution, the African Development Bank Group, and in particular, its Climate Change and Green Growth Department. Until next week, do have a productive and safe week ahead.